Okay, our friends, as we near Easter, you will see lots of things out and about in the world. Probably lots of eggs, probably crosses, lots of baskets, and probably mostly you'll see a lot of bunnies. And just so that you are all up on it, I'm going to be telling you a wonderful story today about them. It's called The Wonderful Habits of Rabbits. It was by Douglas Florian, and it's illustrated by Sonia Sanchez, and it is read today by Mommy and... What are you calling yourself? Meow? Are you a cat? Meow? Mommy and her kitty cat. So buckle up, you guys. Let's learn about rabbits. Here we go. The habits of rabbits are many, not few, with plenty of things that they love to do. And in the picture we can see, there are lots of them sitting in a beautiful field. There's waking up early to see the sun rise and yawning at dawn while rubbing your eyes. They're up early, it looks like, in the picture. There's leaping and creeping and digging up holes. There's frightening frogs and discovering moles. Did you know that rabbits burrow? They do. In spring, they're smelling the fragrance of flowers. In summer, they're swimming and lazing for hours. Which brings to mind an excellent point. Did you know that rabbits swim? Did you know that? They're excellent swimmers. There's playing with leaves when autumn winds blow. In winter, there's building a rabbit of snow. Did you know that there are some snowshoed hares? There are some rabbits that do really well in snow. It's true, they do. And of course, there is hearing with great rabbit ears and finding lost things that were buried for years. That's true. Rabbits do have some of the largest ears of all the animals, don't they? Mm-hmm. And when they burrow, they probably find stuff deep underground, don't they? Yeah. There's hitching a ride on the back of your pop. One thing is for sure, he has the best hop. I don't know that I've ever seen rabbits hitchhiking on others, where they climb up on top of each other's back, but I'm sure it must happen every now and then, don't you think? Especially like finding a ride with your parents. There's racing your cousin and sister and brother, and when you get home, there's hugging your mother. I do know this is true, that rabbits multiply in great numbers, so there's often large groups of rabbit families. There's chewing a carrot and biting a beet, and when there is music, there's thumping your feet. Did you know a fun fact about rabbits? Whenever you see a rabbit at the store or something like that, a stuffed animal rabbit, usually it's holding something. What is it usually holding?
Me.
A carrot. That's correct. But guess what? Rabbits shouldn't eat too many carrots. It's not good for them. Yes, they can have carrots, but they shouldn't eat too many. In fact, they're not good for them to eat too many because it's got too much of a special nutrient that's not good for their bodies. So they should not eat carrots in large numbers, even though we always see them eating carrots. It's not good for them. But as the sun sets, then there's going to bed, stretching your arms, and scratching your head. Do you like to scratch your head when you go to sleep? Yeah. One habit of rabbits that's not to be missed is saying goodnight with a hug. and a kiss. So what have we learned about how rabbits get along? Rabbits do have big families, and they do like to cuddle with one another, and they do really appreciate each other's kisses and hugs, don't they? They're very cute and cuddly. And in some ways, they're just like our families, right? They all like to be together and spend time together and love playing with one another and hopping around and having a good time. So in some ways, we are very much like rabbits, aren't we? But you wouldn't want to pull us out of a hat, and nor would we want to have someone pull us out of a hat. What? Have you ever heard of that? Like people, when they do magic tricks, magicians will sometimes pull rabbits out of hats. But it's maybe not the safest place to put your rabbit. You better be careful with it, huh? Yeah. But anyways, all this to say that we hope you enjoy seeing all the wonderful rabbits that there are to see this season. And take good care of them, my friends. That is... Meow. The end. Meow, meow. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.